Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Darnold escapes, trying to buy himself some time. Fires end zone. It's caught. Incredible play by Darnold.
He'll hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know and it's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for the mailbag. So for that, of course, we bring in the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, not too much. Just trying to relax a little bit before the enjoy the calm before the storm that's about to approach our shores in the next couple of weeks when free agency starts going and everything gets a little bit crazy.
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit wacky around here, Chris. No question about it. But before that happens, we have some wacky questions to answer in the mailbag. And let's start off with what Michael Parsons asked us a couple of weeks ago. We said we were going to take some time. We're going to do the first 10 picks of this re-mock draft. Now, remember, the rules are we're picking for every team in the league, and every player that we pick is in their respective prime. So as long as the guy is active now, if you draft him, you're getting him in your prime. So we're redrafting this as if the league was starting from scratch. And we're going to do this in 2021 draft order. We're going to do the top 10 today. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to add more and more to this and fill it all out. But today we'll do the top 10, and Chris and I will go back and forth. And Chris, since you are a very big deal, I'm going to let you go first. You have the first pick with Jacksonville.
All right. Okay. We're going, let me just reiterate, this is of all the players that are still in the NFL in their prime, so Tom Brady in his prime is an option here. I am going with Patrick Mahomes.
So Patrick Mahomes comes off the board number one to the Jacksonville Jaguars. With the Jets, I got to pick Tom Brady now, so that's something. Tom Brady in his prime with the Jets, I wonder how that would have turned out. Knowing the Jets' luck, he probably would have had the same injuries that Chad Pennington had somehow. So now we move to pick number three, the Miami Dolphins by way of the Houston Texans. Who do you got, Chris?
Just a quick thing here. If Tom Brady had been drafted by the Jets, he probably would have never played a snap, and no one would have ever had any idea that Tom Brady was a person that existed.
Unless Mo Lewis hit him in training camp or something.
And training camp. It would have had to be training camp. But, okay, so number three, I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
So Aaron Rodgers goes number 3 to the Miami Dolphins. And at number 4, the Atlanta Falcons select Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. That's a good one, man. This is interesting. We're starting to get into some interesting territory here. Of course, Russell Wilson, obviously get him in his prime so you don't have to worry about the age there. This next spot is really tricky here. I have a bunch of people in mind, but I'm going with Deshaun Watson. If you haven't noticed, there seems to be a trend developing here in our pick.
It's going to be mostly quarterbacks, at least at the top of this draft, with good reason. The quarterback position is by far the most important. So Deshaun Watson goes number 5 to Cincinnati. And with the number 6 pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, so Ben, you got Ben there. I'm going to stay in the division. I'm going to stay in the division. I'm going to stay at the position. I'm going Lamar Jackson here.
So Lamar Jackson comes off the board at number 7 to the Detroit Lions. And then at number 8, it's time for the Carolina Panthers to pick. And this is a tough one because there are some good options here. And I've got a few different guys bouncing around in my head. But I'm going to go with the guy that the Panthers desperately tried to acquire earlier this offseason. They get him in his prime in this particular exercise, Matthew Stafford.
All right. Now this is really where the rubber starts meeting the road here. And because I got a couple things that I'd like to go here. I could be a little safe with, but I think I'm going to just go off of last year and the upward trajectory of what is possible. I kind of think last year was the best we're ever going to see from this guy, but it was so good that I have to roll with him right now, and I'm going with Josh Allen.
So Josh Allen goes number 9 to the Denver Broncos, and then at number 10, this is a tough one, but I'm going to do this just because it's poetic justice. I was debating between a couple of different quarterbacks, but this is just too perfect. The Dallas Cowboys select Dak Prescott, so they get the guy that they already have. So that rounds out the top 10 there. You heard who we picked. We will continue this over the next bunch of weeks. We'll do them installments of 10. Actually, the last installment will be 12 just to finish it out because there's 32 teams. But that's who you got so far. I think this is going to be fun, right, Chris?
Yeah, it's going to start getting really interesting now once we start adding in it's right around now we're going to start picking the other players. And then what positions do you go with there? What players are just so good that you don't care about the position that they play? It's going to get real interesting in these next 10 to 20 spots.
Yeah, no question. Once the quarterbacks all come off the board, then it's going to require a lot more thought on our end, because it's easy to just say, okay, who's the best quarterback here? But once you get past the guys that you think can be the best of the best at quarterback, then it gets to be a lot more challenging. Let's take some more questions now, Chris. We'll start with Mike at Balls 56. He says, you've mentioned you trust Joe Douglas to decide which rookie quarterbacks to draft, but would you still have that trust if he keeps Sam Darnold, or is that lost? So I think some people conflate what we mean by trusting Joe Douglas. What Chris and I are saying, or at least I'm pretty sure this is what Chris is saying, I know this is what I'm saying, is that I like Zach Wilson and Justin Fields a lot. I personally prefer Wilson, but it's close enough that I trust Douglas and the staff to decide who would be best for their system and who would fit best with the Jets overall. However, if we're talking about trusting Joe Douglas, I don't have this blind trust in him that some people profess, because you'll see somebody say the Jets should keep all of their picks, not trade them for Deshaun Watson. I trust Joe Douglas to build this team, or I trust Joe Douglas to get this guy, or I trust Joe Douglas to do this. I like what Joe Douglas has done for the most part. Now, there have been some slip-ups, and obviously we can't say that he's a great general manager yet, because the team was 2-14 after the only season where he was completely at the helm. Mostly, though, I think he's done more good than bad, but he hasn't earned that type of trust yet. If he has like 5 really good years and the Jets are built into a perennial contender or something like that, then I'll be in the mode where even if Joe Douglas does something I strongly disagree with, I'll disagree with it, but say, hey, you know, Joe Douglas has earned my trust. I'll give you an example. Sean Marks with the Nets. If he makes a move that I really don't like or I'm puzzled by, I'll say to myself, you know what? Sure, I think this is a weird move, but almost every time Sean Marks has made a move, it's worked out. He's earned that trust. And so I don't want to say I blindly trust Sean Marks, but I'm willing to give him a ton of the benefit of the doubt. I'm not there with Joe Douglas just yet. I think people are jumping the gun on him. I don't think he's done anywhere near enough to engender that type of trust. And as far as the Darnold thing, look, I know what I've seen. I know what Sam Darnold's contract situation is. I know the reality of who's available at number two. So no, I would not trust Joe Douglas if they made that move to keep Sam Darnold and passed on a quarterback at number two. I would hope he's right. As a fan, you always hope that the person making the decisions is right, but I wouldn't just implicitly trust Joe Douglas that because he's the one that made this decision that it must be right. I'm still going to think he's dead wrong, and I'll say so.
Yeah, okay, so let me just give you a quick philosophy I have on life. It's funny because in general, if you ask me how I feel about people, I don't really like people very much. I don't think people should be trusted. But in life, I tend to trust people implicitly up to a point. I'm not just handing people my social security number and bank information, but damn, I trust it. People implicitly until they give me a reason not to. Once you give me a reason not to, then it's pretty much gone. That trust is gone forever. Now, obviously, that's more it's a personal one-on-one basis. That doesn't quite neatly apply to Joe Douglas and GMs. But when I'm talking about saying how I trust Joe Douglas, again, I trust Joe Douglas to go about things the right way. I trust Joe Douglas to follow the correct process. That doesn't mean that things are always going to turn out right. That doesn't mean I trust him to make every right decision. And it certainly doesn't mean that I trust him as some great evaluator of quarterbacks, because I do not trust him. I don't distrust him evaluating quarterbacks. I have nothing to go on to show me his evaluation of quarterbacks. I don't know that right now. If he were to stick with Sam Darnold, that would show me something about his evaluation of quarterbacks that I would have, okay, now I have some skepticism here on how you look at quarterbacks and how you look at the whole process of where the quarterback is in his career, the contract, all those extra things that come into it. So it's not that I trust Joe Douglas that whoever he has graded as the best is going to be the best. But I trust that he's going to weigh the things that matter most. I trust that he's going to listen to Robert Saleh and LaFleur to a point. Like, I'm not saying he's just going to let them make the decision, but he is going to take their thoughts into consideration here, how they fit in their system, what they think they can get the most out of. Again, we went over this last offseason, how I said, if they let Robbie Anderson walk, I'm going to kill him. And they let him walk and I crushed him. And I give Joe Douglas at least some credit because he admitted his mistake. He owned the mistake, but that was bad. That was a bad process there because it was because he didn't see the value in Robbie, which is bewildering to me, because Robbie has a unique skill set that is very hard to find in the NFL. And I was thinking about this the other day, you know, Deshaun Watson and Houston and all the damage he did with Will Fuller. Well, how much more attractive would the Jets be to Deshaun Watson right now if Robbie Anderson was still here? So I'm not trusting him blindly. And there's no way that I'm sitting here telling you that I'm saying I trust him to make all the right decisions. He's never going to make a mistake. He could absolutely make mistakes, and he could very easily pick the worst quarterback out of this group. Of course. But again, I trust the process. I trust the way he's going to go about building the roster. the importance that I know he's going to put on offensive line and defensive lines, which is really outside of quarterback where everything else needs to be done and happen. Those are the things I trust about him. And the reason why I keep saying that over and over again is because of history of me covering this team, because I did not trust Mike Maccagnan to do that stuff. I didn't really get a chance to trust Idzik on that, but I didn't trust Idzik on it, and I certainly didn't trust Tannenbaum on it. So the past three GMs that I have covered, I did not trust them to do that stuff. I do trust Joe Douglas to go about things the right way, to spend, divvy out the resources to the right places. So he's going to make mistakes along the way, but those mistakes won't be crippling mistakes that set this franchise back in a way that he can't recover from. That's where my trust in Joe Douglas stands. And again, if they huddle up and decide, yeah, we're rolling back with Sam, I'll have to reassess my trust of him, because it just doesn't make sense contract wise. You have all these other options available now. It'd be one thing if there just wasn't a good quarterback to take it to, then sure, roll with Sam, but there's three of them there to choose from. You got to like one of them more than you like Sam at this point. So that's really what we mean. And I mean, when I'm talking about my trust for Joe Douglas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from our friend John Grella. He says, what's your favorite sports book that you've read in recent years? I'd say Collision Low Crossers by Nicholas Dowdov, and then that's a tie with Moneyball by Michael Lewis. Football insiders you learn the most from. I guess Daniel Jeremiah would probably be at the top of the list there. I'd have to think, but on the spot, that's the first name that comes to mind. Chances Cam Clark starts in 2021. I'd say pretty low, maybe 5%. Top 10 weapon you want the most in the NFL draft. I guess I would say outside of the quarterbacks, probably Kyle Pitts. Favorite draft simulator? Yeah, I'd go with FanSpeak. So, Chris, we'll go through this one by one because I don't expect you to remember all of that. Your favorite sports book that you've read in recent years?
Well, we're going to be playing fast and loose with the word recent here. I don't do a lot of reading, especially of sports books nowadays, just because my job is mostly reading and writing. When I get free time, I don't want to do more reading. And as a kid, growing up, I didn't read too many sports books. I was more into other books. I like to just watch my sports. I think the last one I can remember reading and really enjoying was Take Your Eye Off the Ball. Just like how to train yourself basically to watch everything else going on the field instead of just like most people do when they watch football, they just watch where the ball goes. Pat Kerwin, I believe, is the author of that one. So I, I, I definitely, you know, otherwise we're probably going back to like, you know, the Natural as the last sports book I read. I don't have a lot of those in my repertoire.
Football insiders you learn the most from.
Ooh, so Football insiders. Well, who all counts as football insiders? Obviously, like McShay and Kiper, but I'm not no for either of those. I mean, Daniel Jeremiah is the answer, and he's a damn good answer. But the problem I'm having is I'm struggling to come up with other ones there.
Chances Cam Clark starts in 2021.
I'll go a little bit higher than you, but 12%.
Top 10 weapon in the 2021 draft that you'd want other than a quarterback.
All right. So Kyle Pitts is absolutely a correct answer to this and probably the correct answer to this. But that's going to be boring to just take the same one. And I'm just going to go with Najee Harris. And I can't even begin to explain to you how desperately I want to cover Najee Harris. He is an awesome and exceptional running back, but I don't care about any of that. I just want to talk to the dude. Have you ever seen any of his interviews and the things he says? This dude is so awesome and interesting. Bring me Najee Harris.
Favorite draft simulator?
I've used FanSpeak for a while, and now I have converted to the Draft Network, and I don't really have a good reason for why that is and why that happened. Actually, you know what? I do know why it is. I used to use FanSpeak all the time, and I had problems with some logging stuff, so I went to the Draft Network, and now I stick with that.
That's going to wrap up part one of the mailbag. Make sure that you're following Chris on Twitter at CNimbly and checking out his very big deal work at jetsinsider.com. If you haven't been visiting playlikeajet.com, it launched this week. Would love it if you could do that. Support this new venture. We've got a lot of great people that are involved. Clayton Smarslock just posted his first mock draft. It's awesome. He has the Jets picking the same two guys that Todd McShay has the Jets picking in his mock draft that he just put out. Except if you read Clayton's mock draft, it's way better than Todd McShay's, and you don't have to have an ESPN Insider membership to access Clayton's mock draft. It's available right now at playlikeajet.com. Luke Grant's got some outstanding scouting reports, including all 22 clips of Justin Fields and Zach Wilson. That's up as well. I wrote a 2,000-word piece about why the Jets should go all in trying to get Deshaun Watson if he becomes available. Boy Green, Paul Esten, has written a couple of pieces about what the Jets need to do in free agency. David Aitken, one of my favorite Jets writers, has come back. He wrote a piece about how he's finally feeling optimistic again as a Jets fan after many years of feeling down and feeling like a kicked puppy dog in some ways, rooting for gangrene. So there's all that and a whole lot more up right now over at playlikeajet.com. Go ahead and check it out. And if you haven't given us a 5-star review on the podcast yet over on iTunes, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino.
Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.